This is Success Speaks with Rakeisha Pittman, where success speaks for itself. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about why speakers should rise in the East. Rise in the East. We have moved beyond motivational speaking. Many years ago, motivational speaking was a term that people used to talk about engagements where people would get inspired to take action and fired up to do something, feel good messages with a can-do attitude. But today, we have moved beyond that. We are into action or transformational speaking. When someone comes and they hear from you, they should not only receive motivation, but some type of steps that they should be able to take to transform their lives or transform their businesses or transform themselves in some type of way. And we will review how that is done momentarily. In order to be a transformational speaker, however, you should go east. We see many of the very successful speakers today rising in the East. They rise in the East to create influence, to generate streams of income, and to develop new opportunities, new doors, new people, new pathways. And you should rise in the East as well. As you see influencers who are mainstays on speaking circuits, you will see these elements of the East. What is East? East is a formula that I discovered that works for many titans in the speaking arena. And East stands for entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer. Entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer. These four quadrants or these four components are pretty much necessary if you do want to build a viable speaking career that is going to help you to be sustainable and in demand for years and years to come. So the entrepreneur, should you be an entrepreneur and a speaker? I would highly suggest it. Successful business people often have interesting stories that people want to hear about. How I made $1 million, how I generated a six-figure month, and so on and so forth. Your expertise is often based on what a speaker has mastered. So if you have a successful business, that does take a level of mastery because many businesses do fail. So when someone makes it, many people want to hear how they've done it. Also, when you are in the entrepreneurial sector, many entrepreneurs or business professionals invest in personal development. And these platforms are more likely to pay or convert to sales now or down the road. So if you're an entrepreneur, other entrepreneurs want to hear from you. They want to network with you. They want to glean from you. They want to learn from you. And entrepreneurs have a little more cash flow than people who may not be, unless they're at a corporate level and so on. Okay. So entrepreneurship is a great avenue. It doesn't have to be traditional entrepreneurship. However, book publishing is a business. There are certain things that people do, creativity, music, there are industries. So even if you are creative, you can find a way to build a business and become an entrepreneur in that sector. Author. If you craft a compelling book, if you have a story that is rare or a story of overcoming extreme odds, people want to hear about it. Your book can include a system. It can be a how-to. It can be motivational. It can be educational. It can be humorous. But the good thing about having the A in the East formula is that you may have an opportunity to sign and sell books. And this is very important because it gives you the opportunity to meet people. If you're signing books, they get to take a picture with you. That helps with social media and that helps with verifying you as an influencer. If people see a lot of other people holding a copy of your book, purchasing a copy of your book, talking about your book, speaking about how your book has impacted them, then that leverages your value as a speaker. Also, if you are putting out books on a regular basis, then that also makes you interesting on a frequent basis. Personally, I publish at least one book every year. This gives me the opportunity to have a fresh ideas, fresh things to talk about when I'm speaking, a new book to reference. Because as I have found on my speaking journey, I see a lot of the same people every single year. And if I come to them with the same book that I had last time, I may have lost an opportunity to convert either that into a sale or into a client or roll them over into something else. So the more you can create fresh content, the better. Publishing is a great way to get that done, to become an author. Yes, many people want to blog. However, that medium is not as powerful, let's say, as a podcast, which also gives you the opportunity to speak. So if you are an author, that opens up opportunities for media exposure. If you're talking about your book, that leads them to your business, which is the E of the East Factor. That leads them to other opportunities to meet with you, to interact with you. It's great. It allows you to sit on platforms to enhance your career as a speaker. See what I'm saying? So when you put out a book and you become an author, that certifies you as an expert and it gives you the opportunity to speak about your book and speaker. That is the S of the East formula. People want to hear success stories told in a way that captures their attention, in a way that pierces their hearts, breaks their hearts, encourages their hearts, even angers their hearts at times. The more compelling you are as a public speaker, the better and the more success you may have. Now, you don't necessarily have to be the most animated or interesting speaker. If you have a huge success factor, there are going to be some people who want to hear from you, even if your diction is not the best or you may have some challenges speaking clearly. If you produce success in any area, people want to hear about it. When you are a speaker, it provides a path for you to connect. You can speak on social media, you can speak in person, and you can speak virtually. Connection is the key. If you want to connect and to convert, speaking is a great way to do that. And this is Success Speaks. T of the East is trainer, a trainer. If you develop a program to complement your book, or if you desire to teach in your area of expertise, you can create some lucrative offers that will allow people to either in a mentee mentor setting or a group coaching setting or even an individual setting receive high level, mid level, or how to level instructionals from you. If you develop a training program, this is amazing because along with your entrepreneurial arm, which your training business is a part of, along with your authorship, which your training business can be based on, okay? You can develop a program that includes the book, a program that goes deeper into some of the things that you're talking about in the book, or generally your expertise, you can develop a program based on that. This training program can be long-term or short-term, but more than anything, it should result in a successful outcome for the trainee. These trainings you can do live, so you can set up a workshop, a weekend, a week to do it, or you can offer them virtually. Depending on the length of your program, the value of your program, and the results of your program, you can price said program accordingly. And this is the East formula: entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer. If you spend time making sure that those four areas are developed and developed well, not only should you be in demand as a speaker, but you can generate an amazing salary annually that gives you the freedom to continue to speak at multiple venues online and in person around the world. I am happy to announce that many people have joined my Success Speaks East program, which is entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer. There are only a few seats left, and in this training program, I spend one calendar year divided into four quadrants divided into four cycle seasons, so that you can focus on each of these elements and present them in a way that will generate sustainable income for you. I also enjoy the fact that Success Speaks Global provides speaking platforms and opportunities for emerging and expert speakers to network globally and have opportunities to level up on your speaking. So if you are interested in any of these, of course, head on over to successspeakseast.com or successspeaksglobal.com, and I would be more than happy to assist you. In the meantime, rise in the East. If you only have one of these areas, you may be stifling your success rate or hindering your progress. And as you see, when you look at mega titans like Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk and many people like John C. Maxwell, people who are amazing, not just men, but people who are amazing in the industry, you will see that they are entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, and trainers. And every season or year, you see a book, even Damon John, you see a book that is coming out. They have training programs, they have academies, universities, they're entrepreneurs, and they're frequently in the media. So if you want to position yourself to be a media darling and someone who is a hit on stages that can walk away feeling sustained from that, you should rise in the East. This is Rakesha Pittman, and success speaks globally. Success speaks for itself. It's your time to rise in the East. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'd love to see you at Success Speaks East and successspeaksglobal.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.